Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I love this chippy rivalry already. Isn't this so good, KB?
So great. Saturday night, let's go.
Still got to come through Chicago. I don't care what happens today. Look at what happened in the other series. Still got to come through Chicago.
This place is electric.
Oh, man, so much momentum. Bringing this stadium, bringing this city to life.
I'm happy for our guys. I'm happy for Chicago. I'm happy for, you know, this moment.
First place on the line. Let's go.
This place is absolutely on fire.
This is a special group. I don't think I've been around a team that just, when it's this late in games, just, they don't bat an eye.
The Bears have come back quite a bit. Five times this year in the fourth quarter behind Caleb Williams. This will be a tough task. Green Bay back up by 10.
Let's get to Damon. Hey, Damon.
I'm texting my friends. The season's over. It's done. Same old Bears. And then the impossible happens.
Now it just comes down to one play.
Crazy.
Your best play, you got Ben Johnson. Your best defensive call, Jeff Hapley. An entire division on the line in one play.
Williams, pressure.
LaFleur on the opposite side of the field in total disbelief.
Kind of big picture, how much does this one hurt? I mean, you had the game in hand and had a chance to be in first place coming out of here.
Yeah, it does hurt. I feel like you're rubbing salt in the wound there, Bill. But that's the reality of it, and, you know, it should hurt.
Caleb, you've talked over and over with us about the power of belief.
We know who we are. I've said it multiple times. We're a team that's going to fight to the end. And there was too much time in the clock.
The fake, Williams, looking downfield, watching downfield, going for it! And Bears win it!
Touchdown, Chicago! They beat Keyshawn Nixon. And the game is over. Unbelievable.
A walk-off for the Bears, and Tom Rinaldi is with one of the heroes, DJ Moore.
If we can get to him right now, DJ.
Yeah, and it means a lot. And at the end of the day, it's the Packers always.
Well done, DJ. Well done.
For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago.
Guess what? The Bears are in the playoffs.
The big games keep coming. The job is not done. Bring it on in! Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
It's gonna get better!
It's gonna get better!
It better get better!
It better get better!
Bears on three! 1, 2, 3!
Bears!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
That was a little early Christmas present left by Chris Tannehill, who was on vacation. But he wanted to make sure that his voice was heard through the sound of this show with that open to the show.
Here, let people behind the curtain for a moment here. Folks, this time of year
is when most of us take like long extended vacations.
It's true.
Like, all right, I'm going to take this whole week off, or I might have this second week off because we got time that we can take and it's all at the end of the year and all that. But a lot of us don't want to.
Like, that is correct.
Like Lawrence is here and he's working a lot of days because he's having so much fun. Folks, I was going to take all of last week off. I worked Monday and Friday because I wanted to.
Yes.
Because it's the Bears season. I was going to take today off, but I'm working today because I want to. Tanny is off, but cut that open because he wants to. We're having a freaking ball with this team in season as much as you are.
It's so wild, Speaks, because we've become so used to what the Bears calendar is over the last 5 years. That I usually already have the Arizona excursion planned. It is not planned.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's there you go. Right.
It is not planned, and now it's like, oh man, things are starting to run up. Like Cubs convention is around the corner, and Sox Fest is around the corner.
Oh yeah. Some listeners might remember that I used to go to the Dominican Republic in January. I've got that option this year. My brother will be there. He invited me down. I'm like, Bob, there might be some Bears playoff games I got to deal with around these parts.
That's the thing. And it's like, do I pull the trigger and buy a ticket to San Francisco?
For this weekend?
No, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. So this Sunday night when the Bears play the Niners, get a good look at the stadium. Bears players and coaches, check out the facilities, get comfortable. You know what they should do? They should leave something there that they can go back and grab.
We'll be back for this.
We'll be back for this. You know that story about Adam Vinatieri, right? Oh, I love it. Adam Vinatieri, when the Patriots won one of their Super Bowls, left a dollar inside a book at the White House because he's like, we're going to be back. And on an eventual extra trip, on a next time they won or two time, whatever it was, he brought a teammate over and he said, hey, guess what?
Look at that book.
Last time I was here, I left a dollar in this book in the study here at the White House. Go open it. I bet it's there. And it was there.
And then he was immediately arrested by the Secret Service.
but that's badass, right? And that's like, so if you're Ben Johnson, you should leave something there for yourself to go back and grab on the Super Bowl when they will have a 40-year rematch with the New England Patriots.
That is a possibility. I would also say that the team that they're playing next week has a decent chance to be the home team in that game too. Like that NFC West is a monster.
Yeah, it really
is.
And
it's possible that the Bears would have to go through all of it.
I didn't even think about that.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's not likely,
no,
but
it's conceivable. It's conceivable.
That they have to go all through that to get to Santa Clara and get themselves to the Super Bowl. But you're right, Speaks. Like, it's fun. And it's the stuff that we've been talking about the whole show. The idea of Chicago Unified. The idea of people just being happy for a lot of reasons, because the weather broke finally last week. Mm-hmm. Folks could come back outside and they put their Bear stuff on, and then the Packers were in town and the Bears beat the Packers.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming and you feel like
the goose is getting fed.
Yes, you feel like you got yourself an early present, not just from Chris Tannehill, but from the Bears themselves.
This has been one of the more fun Bears shows that we've ever done. I think you would agree. A texter says, want to appeal to the fine folks at Turn the Page Industries. Since we turned to the page early last week to get to the Packers game, can we wait a while this week to turn the page? Let's say maybe a month.
Well, okay, I guess since you're not going to be here, I'm in charge of Turn the Page.
You're in charge.
I guess Alex is in charge of Turn the Page.
No, Lawrence, you are in charge of Turn the Page.
Alex, you're in charge. No, you run with it.
How about this?
What?
We turn the page on Friday.
The day after Christmas, huh?
I don't think you can do it.
Is that allowed?
Let me tell you why you can't do
it. Is the board going to allow this to happen?
We here at Turn the Page Industries support your initiative conceptually, but we do not believe emotionally you're going to be able to execute that, and I'll tell you why. Tonight is an opportunity to scout the 49ers for all Bears fans.
I know.
So you're going to watch that game tonight, and part of you will want to turn the page tomorrow.
I'm not going to turn. I promise you we're not turning the page until at least Wednesday.
Okay.
And I think we're going to turn the page on. I think Zach and I are going to turn the page on Friday.
All right. Well,
I think that's what we're going to do.
All right. Well, maybe can I call in for Turn the Page?
You don't want to call in for Turn the Page,
I really
do you?
Don't. No, you're right.
No. You're going to be doing errands again. We got to stop you from having to do errands on your off days.
I like doing errands.
No, you don't.
I do. If I'm alone, I like doing errands. I'm cool. I can listen to whatever I want, listen to stuff. I can hang out. You know, I can go get a snack or a beverage.
Ooh, snack sounds good right now.
Snacks are delicious.
You can do all those things without doing the errands part.
Facts, Alex.
That's true, Alex.
By the way,
but then I'm being useful. If I do the errands, I'm being useful. It's marriage points. People know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of snacks, shout out to Beverage Farm.
Oh, how about it?
And also, Rinaldi's.
Dude.
Rinaldi's comes through with the Victory Chicken. I want to hold this up
for people
to see.
For folks who don't know, Victory Chicken has leveled up with our fine friends at Rinaldi's in the West Loop and soon coming to Downers Grove.
How about that?
Rinaldi's is coming to Downers Grove very soon. But they created a Victory Chicken a few weeks back, a golden trophy of a very muscular chicken holding a football. And now this week, today's Victory Chicken honors the greater team in the NFC North. It's greater like cheese grater. And it is the muscular Victory Chicken with a football in his left arm and a cheese grater in his right arm.
It's really amazing. Rinaldi's like outdid themselves with this. It's so good.
That's the most fearsome chicken I've ever seen.
It is.
And the most delicious chicken. Their chicken is outstanding.
I 100% expect South Carolina to adopt this as their mascot.
They can't.
Cocky.
Yeah. Oh. Cocky is the name of the mascot?
Yeah. They're the Gamecocks.
I know that.
And then the hats, never mind.
No, don't. Leave that alone.
Take the game out.
Back to the red zone conversation.
That's true. But this is so amazing. Thanks to Rinaldi's for feeding the whole crew with some Victory Chicken. We love them. We love that they're a part of it. Here's the thing about them, because Rinaldi's is obviously known for their great pizza. They have outstanding chicken tenders.
Like world-class chicken tenders.
Like some of the best in the city.
Yes. Yeah. And also the Pepperidge Farms mini chessmen.
Shout out. Pepperidge Farm remembers that we like their cookies, and we appreciate them.
Hey, man.
I didn't realize.
I'm having a hard time on the Bears victory diet with like chicken tenders for the meal and then chessmen as a dessert.
Here's the thing. Driving away from the brat stop, you realize, Pepperidge Farm is over there. Oh, Haribo is over there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And you're like, this is a place where you just get fat. Like, that's what's going on here. But Pepperidge Farm came through, the Haribo people came through, and Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. Fam, appreciate y'all. Really. Because they just like, hey, you guys, they sent us a like Kenosha visitor's guide.
It was the gift bag was elite.
And it was like, if you ever want to come back to Kenosha, here are some restaurants you could try. Yeah. And I'm like, I might just come back to Kenosha.
I might just have to do that. Thank you to them. And to
after
all,
the Bears beat them in the playoffs.
Well, wouldn't that be nice? And we might see them. But first, let's bask a little bit more in Saturday night's game. Ben Johnson today addressed the media and talked about the final 2 minutes of that ball game. Is he talking about the final 2 minutes of regulation here, Alex? Is that what he's discussing leading up to the Jahdae Walker touchdown?
I believe it's the 2 minutes leading into the Kyra Santos kick and everything else.
Good. All right. So this is some of the bad then. This is some of the problems.
There was some bad in the game.
Dude, there was like, for the first 55 minutes, it was a terrible night for the coaches. I thought the lack of discipline with all the penalties, the 2 minute, the field goal where the clock was running off.
The fourth and goal
cuteness. Absolutely. And Dennis Allen's defense not being able to handle Malik Willis at all. So here's Ben Johnson on the first of those, the Kyra Santos field goal that happened at 1:59.
Yeah, you know, we got the ball back, and I can't remember how much time there was, but down by 10 and called around 5 minutes and a couple timeouts left. And, you know, we understood how quickly we needed to score. And ideally, when you're down by 10 like that, the simple thing is, hey, we can get the field goal and then the touchdown. But in all reality, you want to get that touchdown on the first possession as often as you possibly can. It's just when you look at these around the league over the course of 10 plus years, it's your chances of scoring a touchdown are a lot easier on the first possession than the second possession. And so that's the intent going into it. I think we operated fairly quickly, but yet the number for us, you know, we really want to score before a certain threshold. We didn't quite hit that, so we knew at one point we're going to have to end up going with the onside kick and hope for a recovery there. What I'm not pleased with is I think it was 2:44 left. I think we could have handled that third down into fourth down better as both an offense and a special teams unit. And that's on me. That 100% falls on me. I got to do a better job coaching that with all the players involved, all the coaches involved. And I think we'll be better for that going forward.
I think that's one of his worst time management moments of the entire season.
Yep.
But they escape it because of the onside's kick. You know, it'd be lost to history, but that was really rough. Cairo Santos said they were waiting to get the K-ball in, getting the right football
and
in.
And you have to have it.
Yes, you do.
Because especially in that game, you want every extra bit of distance you can get in a game where the wind is playing, wreaking havoc. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about penalties. The first game the Bears and the Packers played, they said they were overamped. It kind of seemed like that was something that was going on yet again. The penalties were over 100 yards of penalties by the Bears in this game.
And they say 100 yards equals a touchdown in terms of the difference in a game.
Yep. Here's what Ben had to say about that.
I know during the post game, you mentioned the penalties. There were 10, and I wanted to know what you attributed those to. Maybe some were some of the guys being amped up.
Yeah. I think that might have had something to do with it. And we talked about you get in these big games and you can get a little bit emotional because it's a division rival and you want to make an impact. And we don't want to shy away from that. We want to play aggressive and we want to be a very physical team. But at the same time, we can't hurt the team. And that happened a number of times. And it's not okay. You know, those 15-yard penalties, they really add up. I think we ended up having four of them on the game. And, you know, I talk about Booker's, you know, against Jordan Love, and that's 100% a flag where he ends up getting concussed, and it's not what anybody wants, all right? But at the same time, that one is a more difficult one to coach just from a technique perspective because we're trying to go after the quarterback, and it's a bang-bang play like that. All the other 15-yarders, as far as I'm concerned, those are all preventable, at times egregious. We can't do that.
Wow. I didn't think the first Austin Booker one was egregious. I guess it probably was preventable. He could have pulled up. The Brisker one on Malik Willis when he slid was really bad by Brisker. I thought like he could have laid up, or even if he just kept his body going and lifted his arms up, like, I'm not trying to hit you.
Even if he just kind of slides across him, it probably doesn't get called. If he's in the act of pulling up, he seemed to give you a little chicken wing.
Yeah. You can't do that. That's going to get called every time. And DeMarco Jackson obviously was outrageous.
This is what Ben had to say about these 2 weeks and these two games.
Well, yeah. I mean, our step number one was to get to 11. And the whole reason why that was the number, there's really only been one 10-win team not to make it, and that was last year Seattle. There's never been an 11-win team to not make it. And so that was kind of, we felt pretty good about that being the number going into the season. That was step one. Step two is we want to win this division. We want to have at least one home playoff game. And then step three would be clinching number one seed. So there's a lot of things still out there to play for. Our guys know that. We talked about it a few weeks ago, just a big picture view of where we stood in relation to the last five games of the season and what we need to accomplish to achieve those goals. And so they get it. Not a whole lot needs to be said about it. Those goals are still out there, and we continue pressing forward. Like I said, we're still not necessarily playing at the level that we're capable of yet. And so, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this season, and we're all still getting better at what we're doing. There's a number of things that I could have done better in the last game, and a number of our players would feel the same way and tell you the same thing as well. So that's the fun part of what we do.
Accountability even while winning. Imagine that, folks. Like, you know, being able to point a thumb, even while they, you and I both just laughed involuntarily when he said, yeah, and we could also get the number one seed.
It's amazing that that's the place that we're at right now, looking at flights to San Francisco and, and looking at the number one seat.
Alex, book us an Airbnb in San Francisco. A good one for Scorehouse Super Bowl week.
Should we use some of that money that we were going to use on Wu King Tuck? Because that's going to be pricey.
Operation hashtag Wu King Tuck.
You're going to need one of those Sprinter vans to get us an Airbnb in San Francisco Super Bowl week.
Anybody know anybody out there? Oh, I know who we know.
I think we're going to have to stay in Sacramento.
I know who we know.
Who?
Nico. Our guy Nico Horner. We'll see him at the convention. Because they're not going to trade him or else we're going to riot. We're going to see Nico at the convention and we'll say, can we stay at your place when the Bears are out there a couple weeks later for the Super Bowl?
I mean, I think that's probably going to be occupied by someone.
By Nico?
Mm-mm. Another Cub.
What?
PCA.
PCA?
PCA has been at these last two games and he's been helping out the Bears with the toy drive
the food drive. Yeah, he was at the food drive yesterday, sitting next to Caleb at the food drive.
I love that PCA is just hanging out in the city like, do you guys want me to come to your game?
Can I? I'll lead a chant.
Can I just hang out? And they're like, yeah. PCA?
Yeah.
PCA, I think, gets 5 or 6 Bears. I'm going to have to talk to Grody about it, but being on the sideline for the last two games, like those are 5 or 6 Bears for PCA.
Yeah, he's like, he went to the Cleveland game and he survived the cold. And then he's like, wait, next week's the Packers?
I'd like to be here for that. Especially considering how our season ended against a team from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I'd very much like to be there for that.
How about it? That's a good point.
So he's probably staying at Nico's.
I heard the Green Bay sucks. Green Bay sucks. Morph into PCA. PCA.
How about that?
And he smiled and like shook it off, you know? It's not much better in Chicago sports when folks from one team are cheering on a winning different team.
Vooch! Vooch! Nah, maybe not.
How about Modest? Modest had a good game yesterday.
He was really good. Yeah, the Bulls as a whole were actually pretty good offensively
yesterday.
Hey,
look at that! Look at that!
White Sox got a new slugger.
Why didn't you wait until tomorrow? They could have waited one day.
Just one day!
Makes no sense.
It's a great story.
It really is! And
I'd love to talk a lot about Munetaka Murakami, but you did it today.
Japanese Schwarber is on the south side.
Yeah,
Wait until Tuesday to introduce him.
Wait till Tuesday. You got a lot of space. We would have talked about it. Instead, you get 30 seconds, and part of it is an admonishment. Good job.
When we come back, we'll share more of what Ben had to say, and we're going to talk to Sean Sears. He's sitting in for Tanny. He's also 15-0 on his Bears picks this year. We're going to jinx him next on The Score.
PCA. PCA.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Very aggressive.
Afternoons on the Score.
I got a 6, a 5, a jack, a 4, and an 8. I win.
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
This is bull.
All right, take it easy, man.
Three times different cards, he still wins.
I am the smartest man alive!
That's right. Our buddy Sean Sears, who is flying the plane today with Tanny on vacation, is 15-0. Document it. Right? Isn't that what they usually say on those ads? It's 15-0.
This is
documented.
This is not a 4-minute commercial.
No.
For new gambling tout Sean Sears, but it could be.
If you want his make picks, that call 312-644-6767.
He's making picks. He's got picks tonight.
Free
from San Francisco.
On a pre-recorded line. Free calls. Get your picks. We make picks as
game of the year coming up.
That's right. His lock of the night.
Uh-huh.
Just call us 312-644-6767 to get Sean Sears' lock
on
of
a pre-recorded
the night.
Message. Here's the thing. I used to do a bit called Matlocks.
Yeah,
hashtag
like
Matlock.
2 weeks ago.
It was like a month ago, right, Lawrence? I did it once.
You tried to bring it back yesterday in the group chat.
Just in the group chat. And that didn't go well either.
It did not.
So now it's going to be replaced by Sean Locks. Hashtag Sean Locks, because the dude is 15-0. Sean, what is your mastery of picking every Bears game? That means you have picked, by my math, 11 wins and 4 losses for the Chicago Bears.
That does add up to 15.
I have. Basically, like I was telling these guys, every Wednesday around maybe 9:45, I get an email from Cody Westerlund who says, hey, guys, send me your picks. And then I ignore that email. And then usually Thursday morning, he's like, hey, Sean, can you do, you're 14-0. Can you, we can't do this without you. And then I give him my picks, and then somehow I'm right.
So is there a thought process? Is there a gut? Is there any research?
I guess kind of. Like, I'm just like kind of going off of what I feel like. I'm basically just going off of which coach I think is better and in most of these cases. And I think Ben Johnson's outweighing it, but I think like I picked the Bears over the Eagles because I thought Ben Johnson was going to be more prepared for a short week than Nick Sirianni.
Well, that was exactly right. And they were the better coached and more unified team. That was my lead thought after that game. So you were on it before the game.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, I feel like I've just been getting very lucky. It's like I close my eyes, throw a dartboard, and I end up with 15-0.
He's being bashful. He has been all over the vibes of this season.
He has. Sean's a kind of a vibes guy.
He is a vibes guy. As you would know if you're a hit and run listener on Sunday mornings. But yeah, so Alex, say more about that. He's been on it. Like every week he's picked the correct result.
The opening week, he's like, I don't know, Minnesota coming in, the coaching staff has not gotten their feet wet yet. I just have this bad feeling that they're going to lay an egg, and of course they lose that game, and then it's like I think they're gonna get blown out in Detroit this following week. Then he rattles off several wins in a row,
yeah.
And I'm trying to think. Well, the other loss, yes, Tanny thought we had him in Green Bay because he's like, oh, you're due for one here.
Yeah,
you're due.
Sean
for a
was
loss.
Due for a loss,
and sure enough, he was right on that one
Packers
too.
So Sean, you're a Bears fan, is that
of
correct?
Of course I am. Yes.
Okay, so when Keyshawn Nixon jumps up and intercepts that ball, okay.
Were you cheering?
That's the question.
I wasn't cheering, but I was like, I did kind of like quietly, oh, nice. Like my girlfriend texted me and was like, oh, so that means you're undefeated at least, right?
Mm.
I was like, oh, yeah. You take the wins where you can.
That's the trap. This is why Matlocks died. This is why the segment called Matlocks died a very quick death because I found myself.
Couldn't pick the Packers?
No, I was that week I picked Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
Let's see.
And even though I was
Sean
wrong.
Sears.
his lock in your brain for San Francisco versus Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Call 312-644-6767 for his best play.
Sean's been all over it all year long. Call, get the message on a pre-recorded line. Get a lead pipe stone lock. Cold lock from Sean Sears.
Lock this one up. It's Sean Sears.
The Spiegel and Home Show will be back in just a minute.
I've been trying to catch up all year long to this guy.
And you can't.
And I can't. I'm 12-3.
Oh.
And the three times, wow. or the two of my losses are trying to be like, oh, well, Sean's picking... picking a team, I'm going to try to pick
I
the other
I told you to stop
way.
Doing that.
Stop doing game theory stuff. I mean, you can't really do that. You're going to have to just, honestly. Well, at this point now, you have no shot. He's 15-0, you're 12-3. Is anybody 13-2?
I think Clint is 13-2. I want to say he's maybe
Clint
just
Klaus.
Clint Klaus, yes. Hmm. Famously called TikTok on the Saturday Socket Show, but yes.
Oh, okay.
And Santa.
Yeah. And Santa as well. But yeah, no, I don't know. I just, I feel like I've just kind of had a good feeling for each one of these games coming out. Like, I've been pretty confident in each one of these picks, which is weird.
Sean Sears has a good feeling about one of these games. You can call now and get his lock versus
one?
San Francisco versus Indianapolis. And maybe half of the people get San Francisco
he has given
and half the people give Indianapolis.
On which way he's going Sunday night.
Oh, he's told you already?
He has.
Wow. That's a little early, isn't it?
Well, this is an interesting one because I actually love your idea of thinking about the coach because, like, as we've mentioned a couple times through the last few weeks, it's a rejiggering of how we ought to be thinking about this. You know, perhaps because if you have the super special franchise quarterback, if you got that guy, like, it's more Joe Burrow than Zach Taylor when the Bengals are good. Right, I think it's more Josh Allen than Sean McDermott when the Bills are you know as an offense are cooking
for sure.
But with the offensive coordinator being who it is, I think it's been more Ben Johnson this year than it's been Caleb Williams.
I've also gotten really lucky. Like I picked the Ravens because I thought Lamar Jackson was coming back. And
Sean Sears gets lucky. You can get lucky too. Call 312-644-6767 for his lock of the week. Uh-huh. San Francisco versus Indianapolis. It's a Monday night lock.
Sean Sears is the Loch Ness Monster. Thank you, Texters. Keep him coming. Is the Loch Ness Monster. He's a man. Lockie Lockerson. Oh, wait, no, that's an actual person, isn't it? Somebody
yes,
goes by Lockie
is.
Lockerson. Yeah, my bad.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by BC Bank and Great Clips.
Shot.
By the way, tonight the Colts host the 49ers on Monday Night Football. Coverage begins at 6:30. We kick off at 7:15 right here on The Score and the Odyssey. Yeah, and if you want to get the lock of this game, San Francisco versus Indianapolis, make sure you check in with Sean Sears.
Uh-huh. Sean, the soothsayer Sears, only picks winners. Mortgage your house. He's going to make you rich.
Yep. That's the text I saw, too.
Yeah, that's W. Wilson over on the text.
All right, let's do something good and fun outside of this. The Jahdae Walker story is really, really beautiful.
The best.
And why don't we share Caleb talking about Jahdae Walker? Because you had Caitlin earlier talk to us about how their lockers are next to each other. There's a lot here. And if you were one of those people that were worried about, well, can Caleb be a leader? I think you'll hear his leadership shine through.
Whoever's on that field in that time, I trust them that they're going to do their job and go make plays when the ball is in the air. You know, Jahdae and I, when Jahdae first got here, you know, Jahdae's my guy. When he first got here, I allowed him to stay in my house for a little bit until he found a spot. We've gone in the indoor and worked out, just being able to build that connection with him, you know, for moments like this, and throughout the week, you know, having belief and trust in him throughout the week, communicate with him exactly what I want, exactly where, you know, he needs to be, him having faith, him having belief, and what I'm saying, what the coaches are saying, you know, he goes out there and makes the plays and he's in the right spot, you know, the ball will find him. And that's what happened on that play. You know, I end up obviously going through the cadence, seeing what they were in, and I didn't second guess. I didn't think Jahdae was out there. You know, I knew he was out there, but it wasn't like, oh, Jahdae's out there, I'm not gonna it was Jade's out there, and, you know, I'm going to throw this ball exactly where I told him I'm going to throw it in practice, and he's going to be exactly where he needs to be, you know, just like he did.
How about Jade Walker retweeting that clip and saying, I was homeless, with a couple of laughing, crying face
yes.
emojis?
I mean, he was definitely houseless.
Yes, he was. But he's a character, man. He's the one who jumps over DJ Moore's shoulder when DJ's doing post-game on Fox. And before DJ said F the Packers always, or F Green Bay always, or whatever, Jade's the one jumping up and being involved. So Jade's got a sense of humor. Here he is from today, talking about his workout with Caleb Williams that Caleb was discussing. That's good too. Let's hear it. Because so DJ Moore, you saw him with DJ Moore there in the post game, and this will tell you something. Like you said about Caleb, this will tell you something about DJ Moore, Jade Walker and DJ Moore.
DJ is definitely like a big brother to me. He pushed me to be great. He's great work. He worked hard. Like I just see him every day. Like, and it was a crazy stat that coach said he like missed one game in 7 years or something crazy. Like, I'm like, this dude, like, is he immortal? Like, dang, like he never injured. Like, I seen him battle through so many injuries and just keep working and working and working. And just, I try to put that in my game to like work through all the pain and all the stuff, because at the end of the day, like y'all seeing how much stuff like he been doing, and y'all don't see it, like a lot of stuff that he go through like pain wise, but I see it like from behind the scenes, and it's crazy. Like, I don't know how he gets up and walks every day. Like, he be hurting for real, but my relationship with him is like real good, because I mean, he had me doing all this like rookie stuff in camp, and that's our relationship growing for real. I had to bring him 25 cents a day, but he gave it back to me. But it was just little rookie stuff that we had to do, me, JP, and Luther.
25 cents a day?
Yeah, you got to bring a quarter a day. But you have to then get like a roll of quarters from somewhere. And I don't know if you noticed, but 22-year-olds are not really walking around with cash nor change.
Right.
So it's a pain in the ass. I love that. Like, that's the type of rookie hazing I'm about.
That's hilarious. That's
the Aldi shopping cart of a person.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, here's something else that's good. Text her. Get the Sears catalog delivered to your inbox.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm
the
talking
Sears
about.
The Sears Tower has got something for you if you want to bet on tonight's game. Monday Night Football, San Francisco versus Indianapolis.
On a recorded line.
Wait, is he the one behind that Twitter account, the Sears Tower?
Probably.
Maybe so.
We don't know.
How about this about Jade Walker? He also said this today, that when he was catching that touchdown pass, he knew he needed to make sure he had space to get 2 feet down as he was headed towards the corner. So he said, quote, as I was catching the ball, I jumped off my left foot twice. I was really focused on getting 2 feet down. So he did left foot 2 times in a row to make sure that he could get both feet in, and he just barely did.
He did. He made a beautiful play that he'll remember forever, and obviously he's got the best touchdown celebration.
The best! And we fell in love with it in training camp, and there it was again. That's why we're not turning the page until Friday this week, folks.
We had turned the page. Industry feel that with the holiday, we'll... And people basking in this one,
yep.
We're going to let you bask for a few more days.
Instead, on Wednesday,
yeah,
the Loch Ness Monster
That's right.
returns to the airwaves.
The Loch Ness Monster has got everything you need for Thursday Night Football.
Mm-hmm. Only your hair has more locks than Sean Sears on a recorded line.
He's 15-0, documented on the Scores website by Cody Westerlund and Connor O'Donnell.
So a few weeks ago on this show, Lawrence, someone had hipped us to a song that from a guy, a friend of the show now, who aspired to write a Bears anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And in that segment, I remember saying to him, "Yeah, one day, man, one day maybe it's going to play at the stadium, you know, and the fans will be going crazy." And he's like, oh, that's my dream. That's my dream. It played on Saturday night.
Unbelievable.
We'll explain when we come back on Spiegel & Holmes on the Score.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven.
fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's vibes better. Bear down. I got some barrels. Stay down. I got that Caleb. I hit out. I got that Johnson & Johnson for all of you critics. My home, I don't play about. Oh, step in the cave. Calling you pray you don't get in my way.
So this song was sent to me by a couple different people a few weeks ago. And it kills. And
it slaps.
We had the guy in here. It's almost as good as that spot. What is it? The
Zip Recruiter.
Zip Recruiter.
Try it free.
I mean, it's right up there with the Zip Recruiter jingle. But anyway, bring it up again. And it just, it slaps. And from Go Home Trav on social media, Giles Travis III, who we had in studio, Anthony Heron and I had him in studio, and he dreams of it being a Bears anthem. It played during a commercial break on the PA at Soldier Field.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And you know when it played?
Right before the onside kick?
Right before the onside kick. Right before the turning point of the biggest win of the year, the biggest win in decades. That song played on the loudspeaker. And the fans were not into it because everybody was still down. They'd just taken forever to kick that field goal. You realize it's an onside kick, and everybody knows it's an 8% chance or whatever. They knew it's like a slim chance.
They just got to get more familiar with it, too. I feel like that's one of those songs that plays not right before kickoff, but it should play probably 10 minutes before kickoff, like as people are getting to their seats
yeah.
and stuff.
And maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. I didn't notice it. That was the first time I noticed it.
And you know what? You know what else? Here's what it needs. I'm going to say this right now.
Okay.
It needs a Bears video from like Bears social.
You're
with
right.
It.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Shout out to them for playing the percolator.
Did they play the percolator?
That was their latest video was...
It was them like clinching or like getting a playoff spot. But it's time for the percolator.
That's awesome.
I also had to explain to young Tony Gill what a percolator was.
That's understandable.
And I'm like, the whole point of it sounds like, never mind.
Let me tell you though, that watching the in-house videos during the commercial breaks and stuff, seeing friends of the show, Charles Peanut Tillman and Spice Adams, made me smile so big. Spice before the game telling people what not to do in the stands.
He's so good.
By showing them examples of how not to do it. Like, he's smoking a cigar there in the stands, blowing the smoke on the people next to him. He's so good at that stuff. That was really fun to see. And the drum line, the whitest drum line in existence.
That's all right.
Bears have, they were pretty good.
Bears drum line got rhythm, man. They bring it.
They do.
They go hard. Like, they're very good.
Yeah. And then, you know, and just all the stuff. The clip from The Great Outdoors with Aykroyd.
That's my favorite, with the door, the bear on top of the door.
The bear on top of the door jumping on top of John Candy. And he goes, boom, boom, ow, boom, boom, ow.
I like that they loop that.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's pretty good stuff.
It was. I mean, what a great night. What a great show this has been. Keep basking, people. Keep basking in this moment and that win.
Because we're not turning the page until Friday.
Damn right.
So you and at the end of the day, it's F the Packers always.
It is F the Packers always.
That was his post-game interview was epic.
As our new philosopher, and DJ now, Moore, has
and then
spoken.
He's in the locker room with the cheese grater hat on. They're out there giving out food with cheese grater hats on. Finally,
there is a level
of swag that is matching the fan base at every turn, and that's a very cool thing to have happen. Great job by everyone involved with today's show.
Texture says, yeah, that ZipRecruiter jingle is unreal.
It's
really good.
It's so good.
we jam out to it every time. Try it free.
I'm just singing along.
It's a really great jingle, and whoever wrote it deserves props.
Grammys.
And they were clear, like, hey, could you maybe point this at a certain demographic?
Do you say Grammys plural?
Yes. Multiple Grammys.
Songwriter, Song of the Year.
All of it. And just remember, folks, we're all going to stay at Nico Horner's house when the Bears play the Patriots in the 40-year rematch.
Yeah, because Nico will be moving to L.A. Play for the Dodgers.
No, don't do that.
When the Cubs trade him.
Don't do that.
Let's hope they don't. For Alex, for Sean Sears, for Tanny, who left us the great open, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, who's going to take a couple of days off. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Tomorrow, Carmi V is going to be in the house, and we're going to talk a lot of ball, too, and she always brings it. So we're going to have a lot of fun. That's tomorrow. Spiegel at Holmes, 2-6 on the score. Good night.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring except for me, Ditka Claus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.